This is 89.1 WEMU, and our post-primary election coverage continues. I'm David Fair, and joining us now is the winner of the Democratic primary race for Washtenaw County prosecuting attorney. You see, Brian Mackey decided against running for re-election in this cycle. He had served as prosecuting attorney since 1993 after winning his first term in November of 1992. Now it is likely Eli Savitt will become the first new county prosecutor, as there will be no Republican opposition in November. Now, Mr. Savitt won a three-way Democratic primary runoff with Arianne Slay and Hugo Mack yesterday, and thank you for joining us early this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, you're not going to face a Republican challenger in November. There may be a third party or write-in challenge to overcome, but the likelihood is yesterday's primary win will put you in office. At 37 years old, Eli, you're going to be taking over for a man who held that office for 28 years. Now, you had actually declared your candidacy before Mr. Mackey chose not to seek re-election. Why did you want to replace him?
You know, I think we're at a crossroads in how we're thinking about the criminal justice system here in Washtenaw and nationwide. The policies that have led to mass incarceration for years and for decades have been a failure. They've been inequitable. We've seen the policies of mass incarceration impose a severe harm on Black, Brown, and Indigenous communities. We've seen the policies of mass incarceration lock up many people who don't pose a threat and who really need an opportunity for rehabilitation, folks dealing with addiction, folks dealing with mental health issues. And, you know, we've seen them, honestly, cost us a lot of money. We spend one-fifth of our general fund budget in the state of Michigan on just corrections alone, just on our prison system. So I thought it was time for a change. I thought it was time to turn the page on the policies of the past and to bring forth a new era in Washtenaw County. And, you know, 14 months later, I'm really so grateful and so honored that the voters have, you know, seen fit to give our message the stamp of approval. And I'm looking forward to all we can do here in Washtenaw County in the prosecutor's office.
In a minute, I'm going to come back to some of what you have already touched on, but I do want to cover this first. You come to the office from Detroit, where you serve as senior legal counsel. You're a lecturer at the University of Michigan Law School. But correct me if I'm wrong. You have no prosecuting attorney or defense counsel experience, correct?
Somewhat correct. I do have some defense counsel experience. I have represented criminal defendants in the past, But I do not. I'm not a prosecutor.
Do you see that as a potential hindrance to making the office run smoothly?
You know, I'm a believer in, managing people and making sure that your senior staff fills out your weaknesses. Anybody that's coming into the office is going to have strengths and is going to have weaknesses. I think the strengths that I bring are the vision, my experience holding corporations accountable for harming the community, bringing a civil rights perspective to the prosecutor's office. But I don't have prosecuting experience. That's true. What we've seen is civil rights attorneys and criminal defense attorneys over the past several years taking charge of prosecutors' offices and really bringing reform. That's the movement that I'm a part of. And, of course, we are going to make sure that our senior staff and the folks that are, right under me in the office do have that prosecuting experience, do have, the criminal trial work experience. So we're going to fill that out, but, it's going to be consistent with my vision and the vision that the voters have seen fit to approve yesterday. So I'm hoping for a very smooth transition come January 2021.
We're talking with Eli Savitt, who won the Democratic primary race for Washtenaw County prosecuting attorney yesterday and faces no Republican opposition in November. One of the things that I'm interested, as you talk about changing the judicial system, it seems to me that a lot of folks charged, whether guilty or innocent, get offered plea deals to avoid trial. Now, it's partly a budget issue, but it also seems to particularly impact people of color. And as you well know, the money for indigent defense is severely lacking. As prosecuting attorney, what is going to be your position on plea deals?
Well, look, to quote the Supreme Court of the United States, right now in the American justice system, plea bargaining is not an adjunct to the justice system. It is the justice system. Over 95% of cases are actually disposed of via plea bargaining here in Washtenaw County and across the country.
And people fear going to trial, even if they're innocent, and will take a sentence of lesser degree.
Exactly, exactly. So look, and here's what I'm going to say. We are going to plea bargain. The justice system, as we have set up right now, can't run without it. And plea bargaining, in a lot of cases, can get somebody to move on with their life. You know, if the evidence is overwhelming, their guilt is clear. It's a fair process, but plea bargaining needs to be conducted non-coercively. And what we are going to do when I am prosecutor is we are going to make sure that we are starting plea bargaining negotiations only from the charges that we think are supported by the evidence and are consistent with the interests of justice. Far too often, over the course of the past several decades, and this is true in Washtenaw County, it's true elsewhere, we've seen prosecutors threaten to bring charges that aren't supported by the evidence, stacking up multiple charges at once in an effort to coerce people into pleading guilty to the charge that the prosecutor actually wants them to plead guilty to. In my view, that's unfair. Somebody's life at the other end of the table is on the line. So we are going to conduct plea bargaining, of course, but we are going to conduct it fairly. And this is one of the major points of our justice system. It needs reform. If you care about justice reform, you have to care about plea bargaining reform. And we will implement it in Washtenaw County come January 2021.
Now let's talk for a moment about when we get to the other side, when either the plea bargain is accepted or someone is convicted and they become a part of the system. Do you plan to apply principles of restorative justice and provide rehabilitative services to kind of lower the level of recidivism?
Yes, absolutely. And so let me say this. Restorative justice is not just about the person who committed harm, the person who is accused of a crime. Restorative justice is fundamentally survivor-driven. If given an option under the principles of restorative justice, what that means is that the survivor of a crime and the person who committed harm sit together and they work in a mediated session in which the person who committed harm accepts responsibility, acknowledges the harm that was done, and together, they come up with a plan for how the person who committed harm can make amends to the person who was harmed. I'm a big believer in restorative justice. The data shows that it reduces the recidivism rate, that when a person who committed harm internalizes that harm, they're less likely to do so again. And the data also shows that the survivor of crimes, most importantly, are much more satisfied by a restorative justice approach than by the traditional adversarial justice approach. So we are going to be dramatically expanding in Washtenaw County the opportunities for restorative justice. We are always going to be giving survivors a choice. Nobody is ever going to be forced to go through a restorative justice process. That is just not the model. But, what the data shows is that when given a choice, up to 90% of survivors choose restorative justice over the traditional adversarial justice system. And I believe that standing for survivors, standing for victims, means giving them a choice, listening to them, actually hearing what they have to say. And that's what we're going to do here in Washtenaw County.
Once again, we're talking with Eli Salad. He won the Democratic primary for Washtenaw County prosecuting attorney yesterday. And as you were campaigning, Eli, George Floyd was killed under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, setting off worldwide calls for social justice, police reforms, an end to brutality. Statistically, we know the justice system, as you point out, is systemically biased. It is far more dramatically impacting people of color. Do you see it as a function of the office to reverse that trend?
Absolutely, 100%, and this is a cornerstone of my candidacy. This is why I ran. And, I was participating in virtually all the protests about the George Floyd murder. But brutality in our justice system is not just about police brutality on the street. It's about the brutality of mass incarceration. It's about the brutality of the school-to-prison pipeline. It's brutality we see Black people five times more likely to be incarcerated in a country that has the highest incarceration rate in the world. And so what we are going to do, and one of my first acts as prosecutor is going to be to do this, is we are going to partner with an independent third-party evaluator, and we are going to open up the prosecutor's office's files. We are going to identify every point in the justice system where we are seeing Black people or racial minorities be treated differently than white people for the exact same conduct, and then we are going to eliminate it. It's past time. If the justice system is going to impose consequences, it should be because of what you did, not because of who you are. And that is going to be my North Star as prosecutor.
Do you plan to engage leaders in the Black Lives Matter movement as part of that process and other like-minded stakeholders?
Absolutely. And you know what? This is actually the start of my campaign. I didn't start this campaign, you know, going into the halls of power, asking the prosecutor for permission. But I started it sitting around the table with activists, with leaders like Crochet Duckworth with Survivors Speak, who later became the sort of the leading voice in the Black Lives Matter movement here in Washtenaw County, with my good friend Crystal Dupree, who, by the way, vote for school board. She's running for school board, but she's a chapter leader of Black Lives Matter Ann Arbor. This is my table. These are the people that both motivated this campaign and who have been a part of it from the start. They are going to continue to be my table, continue to be in my inner circle as I take the transition over to become the prosecutor and, you know, as we take office and beyond that. This is the reason that I ran. And they are absolutely going to have a seat at my table, influence everything that I do, and we are going to work together to root out and eliminate the racial inequity that we've seen in our justice system for far too long.
Well, congratulations on your win yesterday, and thank you so much for the time today, and I look forward to future conversations.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
That is Eli Savid, winner of a three-way runoff in the Democratic primary election for Washtenaw County Prosecuting Attorney. Mr. Savid will not have Republican opposition in November. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.